Good day to you.
A good day to you also. I believe I'm speaking to Jane again.
You are.
Well, it's good to hear from you again.
It is. You think it is good?
I think it is good.
Have you done with your anger then?
Well, it really wasn't anger. I think you know that. It was not anger. It was conflict and frustration, but not anger. I very seldom become angry with anyone as such.
Well, I do believe you were not happy.
I will say yes, that in those terms I will accept it.
Yes.
Well, last time we talked, Jane, that you were willing to share some things with me. What would you share with me today that would let me understand you better?
If you would be patient a moment, please. I must make sure that she is well situated. I was concerned, knowing that she was very tired. I do not believe we could have done this if she had not rested before she came.
Is this detrimental for her now, then?
I do not believe so. Would you be patient for one moment?
I will. Mm-hmm.
I believe that it will be all right. If it is not, I will know and we will stop.
When you say not being all right, is this in reference to Anne, or is it reference to,
yes,
to you?
It is her condition that concerned me today. In some ways it makes it easier for us. However, she is not as strong as she might be. She wants to do this.
Yes, let me say this, that I have not as yet reassured her. And as I said before, I am very cautious and I still am skeptical and always...
Skeptical, that is the word that I was trying to think of.
Skeptical would be, if
yes,
you're familiar with Thomas, the doubting apostle, who had doubt and wouldn't believe unless he could put his hands in the side of Christ and put his finger through the holes where he was crucified, and then he would believe.
Yes, I recall that story.
Yes. Is that a story or is that a real thing?
It does not matter.
Oh, but it does to me.
I believe it was real. It is very much an indication of the behavior of a person. Many, many people, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah. Well, a skeptical is one who would not necessarily believe, you might say somewhat suspicious, to or one who would want to discern the difference between what is truth and not take words as meaningful unless they are based on truth and based on fact, then that person you might term as being skeptical.
Yes.
So in that sense, I cannot believe everything I hear, except for the belief and the faith in the Holy Spirit and the Father of all things.
You should not believe everything you hear.
That would probably answer the meaning of skeptical or skepticism. Would that answer that? Does that make a meaningfulness to you?
Yes, I was... the last time we spoke, I was attempting to think of a word that would describe you. That okay. is the word that I meant.
Okay.
And could not bring it forth.
Sometime I may sound as though I believe everything I hear, and sometime I may speak as if I have accepted everything that I hear. But what my heart and my soul accepts is not necessarily what I will agree with. I will accept only truth. Let me ask you this, Jane.
How do you know truth?
Truth is God, and God is truth. And God is love.
So what you see as coming from God is truth.
Yes. If it is coming from God, it is truth.
How do you determine that?
I would determine that by discernment. As I said last time, I will know if I see a tree that grows and has good fruit, then I'll know that tree is good. And if it has evil fruit, then I know that it is a bad tree. And by words, the same token, if the words I hear are not based on Christ and the Holy Bible, then to me that would be an untruth, and therefore I could not accept it. I know there are many deceivers and there are many illusions and there are many adversaries and people and other entities that may want to deceive or to use deception to make me believe that it is the truth in reality when it is not. So in those terms then you might say I am a skeptic only because of that. If it's not based on Christ's teachings, then to me it must be of an untruth. Does that make common sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I think you are wise.
And the other thing is to having that ultimate faith in the Lord, that whatsoever He decrees, then let it be so. Now, when I say the Lord, I mean Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Father of all things. Whether I may think it's right or whether I may think is wrong is immaterial. It's what He thinks is right and wrong that counts. For it is in His hands and His will. Does that help you to understand me better?
I believe so. Do you speak with Him directly?
I don't know that.
Well, what I mean, when you pray directly to your Father?
When I pray directly to the Holy Father of all things through the words of Jesus Christ, who came to forgive my sins, providing I repent and cease to do that which is evil, and having a faith that is His mercy by which I am saved, not by the will of my own. That is my faith and my belief.
It is well.
I know there are very high intelligences that are far more smarter than I am. As I said before, I feel like I'm a little child, and you said perhaps an aunt. And I may agree to that. Therefore, my trust and my faith must remain in the hands of the Father, since He knows best what is good for me than I will ever know. So then, Jane, share with me, you mentioned that they would permit you to explain some wrong ideas that I have of some kind. Now, I'm not altogether sure what was meant and what ideas that I have a wrong concept of.
If you would permit me, I have an obligation before that. She had some questions in her mind.
Yes, she did. She had the question. Do you know the questions?
I believe so.
Would you want to answer them before I ask you?
Would you wish to do that?
Yes, I'd rather hear it from you than to ask the question.
They are of a personal nature. She asked if I were her guardian angel, is the way she put it.
Mm-hmm.
And I may say that yes, I am a guardian. No, I am not an angel.
Jane, could you differentiate the difference? See, in our culture, an angel to some people means one thing and a guardian means another.
I realize. I was told of guardian angels and angels with wings and such when I was small. And angels are higher beings than I. And they have a direct contact with God that I do not. And they have not taken a human form. But there are many like myself who you may call guardians or helpers that do stay near a person or many persons on the earth while they live their life to help them and to direct them.
Do you believe I have a guardian?
Yes, I believe you do.
Do they give you names?
The name that I use with you is the name I had on earth. We do not need to have a name. If I had to give a name, I would. It is sensible that I would choose the one that I had before. I give you a name because other than that, you would not know how to address me. Is that not true?
That is true. I would address you as an unknown commodity, as an entity without identification.
As a being. No, so it is easier to use names. And we do have a name when we must be in contact with people who are living or those who need that. There are some who need that, who need to speak and do need a name for a time when they first come here because it is what they are accustomed to. that...
If you would have spoken to me, Jane, and would not have given me a name, how do you feel I would have accepted that?
You would have continued to ask me who I was. So it is not simpler to give you a name to...
Yeah, as an identification.
That is true. She feels better also, I think. She listened to the conversation we had, and you said you had not reassured her, but you did in some ways.
I think she reassured herself. She came in and she wanted to, twice she had tried it, and twice she was, at least she felt she was in control. And whether she was or not, I am not sure, but at least she felt and believed she was.
Yes, that is not what I spoke of. The distress that she felt for a time after I spoke last.
Yes. I see what you mean.
But that has gone. I thought it would, but she wanted to know. I have been with her for a very long time, but not at all times until recently.
Why would you be more often with her now than
because
in the past?
She needs me to be near her, I believe.
She was very much concerned about your words that you wouldn't want to start training another one, that evidently it seems as though that you or whoever is directing you had taken her and trained her for this purpose. Is it like we would train a little puppy dog, or is it what type of training is this? That
direction perhaps may have been a better word. Directed her to so that she would be able to do this. She has been learning for a long time. She has been, since she was small. I hope she will not be distressed if I discuss with you some things about her that may help you to help her. I do not know.
Perhaps it may, then I would be willing to listen.
I do know that your recorder, that instrument, that others do listen. I hope it will not upset her.
Would you want me not to record this?
I believe it would be all right.
To record it?
I hope that is true. I do not want her to become distressed with me again so soon.
Well, I could erase this part of it if she feels uncomfortable.
That is possible.
Yes.
All right, then. We will proceed. I was given the opportunity to be with her when she was quite young, and at that time I found her to be even at an early age of quite a spiritual nature. I do not wish to elaborate on that. However, as she grew, as she advanced in age, but she was not old before she was, before her marriage. I do not know her age at that time. She went through a very difficult period and turned away from God at that time. I do not know if she has told you of that experience. It was very, very bad, and she suffered because of that. At that time also, I led her away from a very dark place to another place where there was light and music.
What is that? Could you share with me, what is that dark place?
I do not believe so. She will understand what I speak of, and if she wishes to relate to you of that time, then she may, but I do not believe I should.
Jane, you see, you two are cautious as I am, aren't you?
Yes, that is true. But she is, and recently she is coming back, and she is also cautious, but she is much the better for this, and I do help her. My responsibility to her is of long standing, but what I said for training, I think perhaps she misunderstood. That was not a training, but a helping.
Well, you mentioned it took a long time to train her, and you wouldn't want to start to train another.
To prepare her.
Prepare her for what?
To do this. To be able to accomplish, to release herself and her willingness to do this.
Let me ask you a deeper question, Jane. No, I'm sorry. Continue to what you wanted to, insofar as her personal self goes. I don't mean to interrupt.
What she is attempting at the moment with the fasting, she told you that.
Yes.
Did she not?
Yes.
She is very strong, but she does not know that she is. She believes she is very weak. Perhaps this will help her to understand. It is a good thing for her to do.
Would you say she is very strong in spite of her weakness? You know what I am saying.
What you were thinking of at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Can you read my thoughts?
At times, at the time that I speak with you, I have been instructed to simply speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all.
But not to read my thoughts.
That's just true.
Occasionally you do though, don't you?
I think it would be permitted in this situation. I realize you did not want to say that.
Well, no, let me say this, that I realize that my thoughts are certainly open to God, and there is nothing that I can hide from Him. So therefore, if I...
That was not your concern, however.
No, it wasn't, but I'm trying to say that so that I'm not too concerned whether you are capable of seeing my thoughts or whether you're not. Mm-hmm. If they're open before God, then I don't mind if they're open between all of mankind.
I think that perhaps by my relating some things to you, if she will speak to you now, it may be of some help to her and you can counsel her.
Yes.
As you have done in the past.
Do you think my counseling was beneficial to her?
It has been. And she was, I may tell her this, and because she has wanted to know, she was guided to this place. It has been to her benefit. I know that she believes that.
Jane, is there a master plan for this? It seems to me that you're not the only one that seems to be directed to this place. And although I do enjoy talking to you, you seem to be a very gentle, kind soul. And it seems to be that others are directed also to this place. Is there a purpose and a reason for all this happening? It seems like there is a ultimate design by some greater force than I can possibly understand. But it would be reassuring to know that... let me say it this way. I don't believe that I have searched for this or reached out for it directly or with intent, and yet it is happening to us here anyway.
It is happening many places. I do not have direct knowledge of other events such as this, and they may be done by others. It is not difficult to do. You must be careful, however.
Of what?
It is fitting that you are a skeptic, because many things may be said to you under such circumstances, and you must not believe all. So that is fitting.
You say you were trained, you say that you were training or preparing Anne. Is this a training program for us, and are we being prepared for some eventuality that we cannot foresee? When I say we, I mean people who I am associated with, and myself.
I would have to ask them. I have not asked that. And because they wanted me to do this, I have learned of things that I had no knowledge of before, because it was not necessary for me to know. If it is not necessary for me to know, I may not know that. Now you must understand that while I may speak to you of some things, others I may not tell you if they deem it not advisable for you to know. For yourself.
For my own benefit. I understand what
you're
saying.
There are some things that you should not be aware of. It may not be good for you. And if I am not certain, I will ask. These other events that you speak of, I will inquire, but they may have nothing to do with those that made this request of me.
Yes.
They may be others. I am certain that there are others. I do not know if the conversation is directed to you or to another.
Yes, you are truthful in that. There are other situations that happen as a voice or a person or a guardian or an angel, whatever you want to call it, does speak through another person. However, much of this has come out that I would not say is of God, and we call it a cult, which begins to distract away from God, begins to distract away from Christ's words. There are many such philosophies in the world today that are not based on that beautiful principle of the Holy Spirit that was spoken by Christ.
This is what I was told. When I lived, I was not exposed to that kind of thing to any great degree.
Yes.
But I was told that of the existence of these beliefs. And apparently, when I said there were some things that in which you were wrong, that was my error. I did not mean you as a person.
Well, that's okay. I make mistakes. I understand.
Well, what they intended was you meaning
us.
Your world in which you live.
Yes.
And I was told that there is much of this. And so I am beginning to understand myself. I would like to tell you a little.
Yes.
Did you have another question?
No, not a question, probably. Well, a question and a statement. The question I had probably is this, that it is difficult for me to understand why speaking either to another person or listening to someone else, why there can't be a candid honesty as I am honest with you and whoever may be listening there, that I think truth and honesty is nothing to be ashamed of and nothing to be dealt with. However, I do understand also that as the Lord said, that cast not your pearls before swine, lest they trample it under, which meaning is not to give your words of wisdom to those who would not understand and may misinterpret it. I would appreciate from that point of view. But I think that honesty, when I say candidness, perhaps you don't know what I'm saying, but to be candid is to be honest and to be trustful, to be trusting without any evasiveness, without any suspicions. I know I am suspicious is because I am suspicious of all things because I see in this world today that it's very difficult and extremely difficult to discern the difference between that which is good and truthful and that which is deceitful.
Yes.
And deception.
Well, I imagine that at times I have seemed to you less than honest or not forthright.
That would
in
be the
any
correct
case.
Word.
I understand why. In the, at the beginning, that was not my intention to discuss this with you. I told you that.
Yes, I appreciate that.
And I did not believe that I would be allowed to. And I was evasive at that time. I hope I do not appear evasive at this time, but there may be some things that I will try to ask and return to you with an answer if I am not certain. I do not know all. All may not be necessary for you to know.
That I can understand.
Therefore, you would not be told that.
Well, I don't know if I could know all.
Well, that there are some things that they wish said so that people in your area may have a choice.
You mentioned area. When you say area, how would you define it? I'm not too familiar with what you mean by saying area.
Yes.
Perhaps another
word. Do you read my thoughts?
A little.
Because that was the next thing I was going to tell you.
Yes.
I call it an area because that is simply a word. There are when a person, when a human being leaves their body at death, different things may happen to them, depending upon their state of mind at the time that they died, not at that instant of death, but
would you say the way they believe?
Their beliefs about what comes after death has a lot to do with what does happen to them. Now, as my own situation, I was not willing to leave because I wished to say what happened to me. I wished to talk to those who lived in my town at that time to tell them, and I was very upset. I believe you can understand that.
Certainly. Then would this be true then when the Lord said, as a man thinks, so is he?
To a very large extent. Let me continue.
Please.
I was given a choice. Anyone would be given a choice as to whether or not they wish to leave. My papa is another, but my papa was in a different situation considering that his anger was a very long-standing and he was an angry man all of his life on earth and continued to be. And because he expected misery, that is what he got. And he is better now, but he will accommodate himself in time. I quickly learned that I could not do what I wished to do. I could not let those people, my friends in particular, know what had happened to me. And so I left. And now you appear to yourself and to others very much as you looked on earth, only with this difference, you are not as substantial. Is my meaning clear to you?
Yes, it is clear.
All right. If, how can I phrase this?
If you give it the meaning, I may give you the word.
Thank you. Our thoughts of ourselves at that time are very important. If we think ourselves a bad person and deserving of punishment, at that place, we will be very unhappy until we wish to relieve ourselves of that burden, of that.
Do we relieve ourselves, Jean, or does God forgive us?
Well, we are already forgiven. It is only recognition of that.
Would you repeat that again? I think I was talking when you were saying that.
Which do you want?
What you have just said.
That we are already forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And it is only our recognition of that fact that is a hindrance to us.
The recognition that we're not forgiven.
That we are. Some people refuse to believe that. They persist in their thinking of themselves as not worthy. That is very often a problem.
What would make us worthy of forgiveness?
We are worthy of forgiveness, all of us. It is only that we believe we are not. So our thinking about ourselves while we live and at the time of our death is of extreme importance.
How would this relate to you and your thinking and to them that are there insofar as the resurrection?
I do not understand.
Well, the Lord said that that if you believe in me, you shall have everlasting life. And that the resurrection in the final days, as Christ was resurrected,
you want to know how does our belief of ourselves, can you not see that?
No, I can't really see it clearly, because unless I misunderstand you, Jane, you are saying that it is up to you to choose as if you were to choose your own forgiveness and...
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
That is not what I mean.
All right.
The forgiveness is there. It is available to us. What many do not understand, they do not recognize that.
I see what you mean now.
All right. Is that...
That's clearer, because what I thought...
They still cannot believe themselves forgiven because they think that what they have done is so bad that they do not recognize that forgiveness, and they hinder themselves.
Aren't there certain sins that are not forgivable?
There are those who choose never to be forgiven, and they go in another direction.
How would you describe that direction?
Well, at that time, then they choose to work against God. I am not speaking of those. I am speaking of those unfortunate souls who do not know that they may improve their position. Most do eventually. It's simply that it takes a very long time for some, and others may